כי מציון תצא תורה ודבר השם מירושלים. Welcome to Counting Towards Sinai, a project of the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Leah Herzog from Givat Ze'ev, Israel, and today we will be learning about the bracha of Modim. The bracha, or blessing, of Modim Anachnu Lach marks the transition from the middle section of Shmona Esrei, the section of Bakashot, or requests, into the final section, the section of Hoda'ah, which is usually understood to mean thanks. The first three words, Modim Anachnu Lach, are usually translated as, we give thanks to you. When we say the word Modim, we bend our knees. At Anachnu Lach, we bend forward at the waist, and we are upright again for the words She'atahu Hashem Elokeinu, that you are Hashem, our God. The word Modim is from the root Yud Dalit He. This root actually has three meanings, each of which informs this paragraph. One meaning is to bow. In Shmuel Bet, 2 Samuel, chapter 16, verse 4, the word Hishtachaveti, I bow, is translated into Aramaic by Targum Yonatan as Modena, which has the same root, Yud Dalid He. This is possibly why we bow for the beginning of Modim, as well as for the end of the bracha. Another meaning of this verb is to confess or to profess. This is what we are doing in the beginning of Modim. We say, Modim Anachnu Lach, She'atahu Hashem Elokeinu. We give thanks, or we profess, that you are Hashem, our God. The phrase Hashem Elokeinu is so ubiquitous in our prayers that we often don't stop to really consider its meaning and depth. The four-letter name of Hashem, which we pronounce as Adonai, is the name which indicates the infinite God, the creator of all, the one who does miracles as well as the one who is all-merciful. But Hashem is also Elokeinu, our omnipotent deity, the one to whom we turn because he has the power to do everything and to answer our prayers. What is incredible about our relationship with Hashem is its dual nature. We owe Elokim our fealty and obey his laws, and he is the judge who metes out the appropriate consequences for our actions. Yet we also turn to Hashem, the infinite and the merciful, in a most personal way, asking for compassion to overcome judgment and for our needs to be addressed. The third meaning of the root Yud Dalit He is to thank. This connotation infuses the bulk of the bracha of Modim. Nodelecha, we thank you, for our lives and for our souls. Ve'al nisecha shebechol yom imanu, for all of your miracles that are with us each day, morning, noon, and night. The use of the word nisecha, your miracles, is thought-provoking. We tend to think of nisim, miracles, as phenomena that irrefutably break the laws of nature, such as Kriyat Yam Suf, the splitting of the Reed Sea. So why are we referring to daily events as your miracles? Because they are. All natural events, the sun rising and setting, our bodies going about their quote-unquote normal business, are actually the workings of the divine. According to the Ramban, Nachmanides, and many others, these are nisim nistarim, hidden miracles. We often take the order of natural events for granted, and it is only when that order is disrupted that we stop and take notice. That disruption does not need to be cataclysmic, like the most recent earthquake and typhoon, or any number of terminal illnesses. It can be something as simple as a stubbed toe or an allergy season. If we perceive the ordinary, a sunset, a flower, a breath, our favorite sight or scent or taste or sound, as extraordinary, then we can fully feel what it means to acknowledge and thank Hashem for the daily dose of miracles. To summarize, the Modim prayer is the connection between our bakashot, our requests, and our hoda'ot, our thanks. It has us bowing before the Creator of all and professing His power, but it also has us acknowledging and thanking Hashem for everything, all of the hidden but no less miraculous things that we have in the world around us. These hidden miracles are the tangible evidence of Hashem's place in our lives and our place in His realm. Thank you for learning together.